The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy April. I hope you guys are having a great day so far. And we're ready to spill some tea. We love the story episodes. Today we're reading Mission and Military Stories. So kind of Dear John vibes, okay?
When we said mission, we meant like LDS mission.
Yeah.
If you're not familiar, it's a Mormon mission that boys go on for 2 years.
Or girls.
Girls go on for a year and a half, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's some pretty... The reason we wanted to do this episode is because we've just heard, like, you know, crazy stories mm-hmm. or just had experiences that were like, oh, that would be a good topic. But we feel like military and mission stories are kind of similar when, like, someone's deployed or they're on a, you know, mm-hmm. in a different country or in a different state from you and they have to be away from you for a long time.
Yeah.
And you're, like, dating them or something. There's mm-hmm. a lot of different situations that could arise.
Yes.
So we'll get into all that.
I'm so excited to read them.
Same.
Well, as you can tell from our outfits.
We're outfit repeating.
We're outfit repeating. We're batching because this baby's coming soon.
Gotta get all
how
our
I feel
episodes.
Right now, maybe tomorrow. No, not really. But speaking of, we had a little baby sprinkle for a baby boy this weekend. It was so fun. This last weekend when we're recording this. And it was perfect. The weather was so great. Okay, so actually, did we talk about this? I don't think we have M Doodles and stuff. The name predictor.
Oh, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast.
Baby name predictor of TikTok. The official one. She made a TikTok trying to predict what I would name Case the first go around. She was not correct, but she made a video afterwards saying, like, I should have gone with my gut because Chelsea reminds me of Casey Musgraves. And Case, Casey, mm-hmm. whatever. Anyways, so she made another one for me for this baby. And she was closer this time than she was last time.
She was getting the vibes.
And last time she just went off my aesthetic, but mm-hmm. this time it was almost conspiracy theory, like, oh, Chelsea's Casey Musgraves coded, like, we gotta go, like, maybe yeah. a new album. And I was like, oh my gosh, she made up this criteria for what mm-hmm. I would name my baby. And I was like, wait, why does she know what my criteria is? And I don't even know, like, yeah. I didn't even realize necessarily, but she nailed it, kind of. I mean, you have to wait and see, but if she was right or on, how close she was. But I just love those videos anyways, and
they're always so
fun to see how. For yourself, like, I love that she made one for me. I love seeing how people perceive
yeah.
me. And I wasn't realizing, I messaged her, I'm like, oh, I didn't realize how Casey Musgraves inspired I am because I'm having my baby sprinkle in like a day and it's cowgirl, cowgirl themed.
Yeah. Coastal cowgirl or cowboy, if you will.
Yeah. And I had done that because come up with that because I'd seen a cute theme for a baby sprinkle. It was like, not my first rodeo.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to necessarily have that be the theme because wasn't rodeo themed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's kind of a cute, fun little, you know, theme topic. So we
did like florals and mm-hmm. we all wore cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Most of us just kind of like Western.
I don't know when I'm ever going to be over coastal cowgirl. I just love it. I just feel
never.
Like it just maybe from, you know, our mom's side of the families are from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Snowflake, my grandpa was like a rancher.
Same.
My mom grew up on a ranch, and so I feel like it's like my roots a little mm-hmm. bit. But then I get to add the California because my dad's side of the family is mm-hmm. from California. Like, he grew up surfing and stuff. So I'm like, it's kind of where my, you know, roots meet.
Yeah.
So it feels...
It's a very, like...
Right.
Even though there's a lot of trends that go around, you know, and we're just calling it that, or that's mm-hmm. what people call it. It's a very, like, classic
yeah.
theme. Mm-hmm. I mean, to...
It's just a cute way to say it.
Yeah, it's just a cute way to say
Coastal
it
cowgirl.
And present it. But
yeah.
it's like, it's pretty, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, not traditional, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure. We had food catered from our favorite place to gatekeep. And we will continue to gatekeep.
It was so good.
Yeah.
The food was great. The company was great. The weather was perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was just a perfect baby sprinkle. For those of you who don't know, it's different than a baby shower because it's just a sprinkle. You know, you've already had a baby. I think specifically when you've had that gender before, it's... Like, maybe if I was having a girl, I would be like, oh, yeah, maybe a shower again, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because you, but when it's the same gender, you're like, I already have so much of the stuff. I just, you know, want to do a little sprinkle, but maybe I'd do a sprinkle for a girl too. But anyways, it was just nice. I didn't really necessarily, I'm like, here's my registry, but it was nice to just, I was saying in one of my YouTube videos, like, I just want to make this pregnancy still feel, because I think it's easy with, you know, your second, third, fourth, whatever pregnancy to kind of get in the swing of things and not treat it as special. But I wanted to kind of still, you know, make the baby feel celebrated and special and, you know, have a little support gifts. Team. Yeah, exactly. You know, some cute little meaningful gifts, not just like, oh, let's check off things on your registry, but more like, oh,
yeah,
you know, we're still, one of my love languages is gifts, so I'll always love a good gift. But
who doesn't? I mean,
yeah,
I don't even think it's one of
my, especially when it's baby stuff.
Yeah.
So fun.
I don't even think it's one of my love languages, but I still want gifts.
Yeah, true. Very true.
I've been, speaking of the registry, I've been working on my registry, and it's so nice having those who have gone before me.
Yeah.
Because I can just basically copy all of my friends' registries or their like baby essentials lists or whatever. And
I know it is nice.
Chelsea, I had her, she had like a newborn essentials video that she had posted. I was watching that. And then I was on Aspen's like Google Doc that she had sent me of baby essentials. And I had Beth's registry. She sent that to me of when she had Millie. So I had like three things going and I was just pulling product recommendations. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so nice. I feel like if I didn't have this, I would have no idea what would actually be useful, what I would what I would need.
I know.
So, yeah, I've been working on that too.
I know Kristen sent, when I was pregnant with Case and I was getting my registry, Kristen sent me this long list and I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. I don't even know what half this is.
Oh, it's so nice.
Is it more stuff than you thought or less? Like, are you so like, oh my gosh, there's so much?
So much more. Like, I feel like people will say like, you don't need much. Like, you don't need much to have a baby. Literally, you just need like diapers, wipes, mm-hmm. and like you need to feed them. And then as I was looking at all the stuff, I'm like, when you have nothing, like when you never had a kid.
Yeah.
Granted, sure, there might be some stuff that like, I don't use, or I end up liking something else more. But like, as I was looking at stuff, I'm like, I feel like I'm being pretty logical and pretty like trying to be minimalistic. And it's still a lot of stuff, like just pacifiers, bottles, a pump. I mean, there's a million things. I'm not going to go through and name everything. But I was even telling Leif, I'm like, it's just interesting because even to like, okay, to bathe your baby. Like when it's a newborn, you need like a little thing to put in your sink or in your bathtub. Like they can't just be like, well, maybe they could, but like laying in the actual bathtub when they're like literally this big.
No, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so you need like a little baby bath thing, which isn't crazy expensive, but it's like, but then you need like,
but it's soft, something.
You need like soft little washcloths, like baby washcloths. And then you need
baby soap
and like the shampoo stuff and like the scalp thing that people say they get, whatever that was. Yeah. I don't remember what you guys were talking about. Yeah, like a little scrubby thing to do that. And then you need like a small towel, like a baby towel that's like soft. And again, maybe you don't need all, I'm sure you could get away with like not, but it seems like those are all kind of necessary things to
that
like,
you would be like, we need to get this.
Yeah, where it's like, we really should buy like,
for sure,
buy that. And then like burp cloths and binkies and bottles and like nail, like things to clip the nail or file the nail, nose sucker thing. Like, I don't know, just as I was going, I'm like, I feel like I need a lot of stuff and I'm not trying to overconsume at all. Like, I feel like I'm trying to be very logical and it's still like a ton of stuff.
I know.
And then we need like a car seat. And I was saying, we'll probably want to get like a mirror, but also there was like this little set that I was seeing when I was doing my registry that was like a little mirror, but then also a sunshade. And I'm like, I could see that being really nice, especially where we live. It's very sunny. Like, I could picture us, just the sun being in our eyes and us being like, oh my gosh, we wish we had like a shade. Like, we need to go back there and, you know, jimmy rig something. So I'm like, okay, I feel like I need that. And then whatever. It was just thing after thing. I was like, oh my gosh.
Now that you say that, it is true, because even going into this, you know, pregnancy and thinking of what I need, I was like, I don't think I need that much more stuff. Like, I have a lot of stuff. Like, they don't need that much. But then as I've been thinking about it and going through, like you said, like all the different activities, I think when people say that, like, oh, you don't need that much, it's like when the baby's just laying there. Yeah, I guess you don't need that much. But when you start thinking of all the activities that you do need so much stuff. Like you said, giving a bath, going in the car, strollers, walks, different things. It's like, oh my gosh, no, I actually need so.
And then
bottles, heaven forbid you have bottles, and then you have to have stuff to clean the bottles, you have to have stuff to dry the bottles, you have to have different bottle parts.
Well, that's what I was saying, because I'm like, if
there's like a million different pumps you have,
yeah, if we use bottles, then I was just saying that exact thing to Leif. I'm like, then we'll need something to clean it, a drying rack. Like, yeah. it just starts adding up. And I'm also trying to keep the mindset of, like, once, you know, we can, like, order stuff.
Yeah,
it's not like I have to have, like,
okay. We have the luxury of Amazon nowadays.
Yeah, it's amazing. We can get stuff as we need it. We don't have to, like, buy it all now. But I was trying to just put, like, kind of anything and everything I was thinking of on the registry for, like, my own sake, too. So if, like, I don't expect everyone to, like, buy it or something. But if it doesn't get bought, to just have all of my, like, kind of a list in one place of, like, this is kind of all the things I was picturing. And then people are saying, like, get a bunch of burp cloths. Like, you want to just to have a lot of, like, onesies. Like, things that, by the way, in my YouTube video, did I already say this? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my gosh, like, look at this cute bodysuit. And, like, people are commenting, they're like, it's a onesie. I'm like, I'm new to the mom life. Me and, like, she looks so slay in this bodysuit. They're like, that's a baby onesie.
This is your shapewear.
Literally.
That's so,
like,
funny.
Oops. I mean, I think you can call it that if you want. Yeah, but I was laughing. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Like, I didn't think of the word onesie because I just never bought those or anything.
That actually is so funny.
I was dying.
We're going to jump into an ad to talk about Roback. So Case is finally at the age where Nick will take him out to hit a couple, you know, holes on the golf course. And now it can be a whole family affair. And I'm really excited. And you know what that means. I have to have an outfit specifically for everything. And that is why Roback is so amazing. They have lots of options, cute polos, things that you can wear on the golf course to make it look like I know what I'm doing. Let's just say that. And Roback has a new women's line. And so if you want to try it out, all of their stuff is super soft, comfortable, stretchy, great for, you know, they have joggers and hoodie sets for a relaxing day, or the active wear that you can use for on the course, on the court, whatever you feel like.
They also just restocked their active dress. If you go on their site, it's called the Demi Active Dress, and it comes in three colors. They have, like, black, kind of a darker navy, and a green color. I think they also actually have it in white, but this is perfect for if you're in your golf era. Maybe your partner's been trying to get you to a golf course, but you need a cute outfit in order to go. Or I think this is also great for, like, pickleball or tennis. It's made of light, breathable fabric, and you can wear it for lots of different activities. You can also, like, go grocery shopping after and you'll still look cute. So if you have not already, it is now time to try out some Roback. Use the code WHATWESAID on roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That is spelled ROBACK.com. That's 20% off all hoodies, joggers, crews, and more with code What We Said. Stay comfortable this spring with Roback.
If you guys have been wanting a red light face mask, look no further than Bond Charge. So Bond Charge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bond Charge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is endless. From blue light glasses and infrared saunas to red light therapy to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Bond Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern-day way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. So there are a ton of benefits to red light therapy. Can help with wrinkles and fine lines, eczema, migraines, a sore jaw, acne, just relaxation, ingrown facial hair. There are tons and tons of awesome benefits. You can use the mask for 10 to 20 minutes a day, you know, while you're watching TV, cooking a meal, maybe you're putting the kids to bed. It is super lightweight on your face and it doesn't get hot, and it's going to boost your collagen and elastin production, which is awesome. There are a few reasons that Bond Charge is better than a lot of different brands, and that is they removed circadian and sleep disrupting blue and green light from their red light face masks. So other brands keep those light frequencies in their masks, which can actually disrupt your sleep and your circadian clocks. There is zero EMF radiation, zero flicker, and there's a sleek and lightweight design. You guys know how much I love red light, my red light bulbs that are next to my bed. They also have other amazing products such as low blue light bulbs, blue light glasses, infrared sauna blankets, sleep masks, which I'm also a huge fan of. So go to bondcharge.com and use coupon code WHATWESAID to save 15%. That is BONCHARGE.com and use coupon code WHATWESAID to save 15%.
I was just washed all of, like, the baby clothes that I have for this new baby. And even then I was like, I think I have enough. like, do I have enough pajamas? Do I have enough onesies? Do I have enough socks? Like, oh my gosh, I forgot they have, you know, beanies, just little accessories that you forget. Diapers, like changing pads, you know, having things around the house. It's really,
I know. And then I've been screenshotting people's like recommendations or things. Like if I ever see someone I follow who's like, oh, this is I really love this, being postpartum or whatever it is, then I'll screenshot it and I'll be like, well, do I need that too? Like a little like on the go sound machine for like walks. I'm like, that sounds nice. Like, but do I need that? I don't know.
I know. And the older generation will always say, we didn't have that. Yeah. And you're fine. It's like, but if it was available to you, wouldn't you have liked to have it?
Right.
Like a portable sound machine. Wouldn't you have liked that?
Yeah.
Like you didn't need that. You just slept on whatever. It's like, yeah, but what if
that was an option?
Yeah. Or like a breastfeeding pillow. Like, oh, you don't need that. What if you had the option? Because I loved my breastfeeding pillow. Like,
yeah, it makes
so
it like so much more comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously, yeah, women for generations haven't had this, I guess, but it's nice that we have it now.
For sure. Like, let's take advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The shower or the sprinkle, if you will. It's cute. It was really, you've just been in your house is the new hosting
I know.
Spot.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I love it. It feels like I'm giving back. When people ask to like do stuff at my house, I'm like, please, like I would love to. And I love my house. So
yeah,
come over.
It's so cute.
I have something to offer.
And your yard is so nice. Like it's such a,
you know, it's fun.
Nice little spot.
It's very fun. So yeah, and then we went vintage shopping afterwards.
Oh yeah. We all got some stuff.
Yeah.
Like we all found something.
Yeah.
That was a good little run.
Antique shopping with your friends is always fun.
I know. I made that TikTok. So oh, yeah. The TikTok still exists when we post this.
Oh yeah.
Or if it's banned forever. I need to post it. I need to show it to you. I didn't know if we executed it well enough, but it was still kind of funny.
We didn't. Our acting wasn't good.
Might have been the sound I picked though. Wasn't giving.
We basically were saying when you go thrift shopping with your friends, it's always
got to keep an eye
competition.
Out. You got to always kind of look behind your back.
You got to like separate.
Yeah. You got to start in separate places.
Yeah.
And not
unless you're actually not looking. Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'll just stick by you. Like we're just looking.
Yeah.
But
if you're like
really
searching for something.
Yeah.
Separate.
If you're like, I want something today. I want to get something. Yeah. Separate. And hope you don't cross paths.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it was fun though.
It's like when sometimes you'll pass something. Like I'll look at something like that's pretty cute. And then I'll
your
just keep walking.
Like, I love it. You're
yeah,
like,
yeah. Then later your friend walks by it and they take it and like, wait, this is so cute. This and you're like, dang it. I should have grabbed it.
Literally scarcity mindset is a full swing at the antique stores. Yeah. It's like there'll never be enough. Like that was mine. Like
yeah.
Very territorial. No, it's so funny.
It's good for sticking to your gut in those situations where you're like, if I love something at a thrift store, I just love it automatically. And I'm like, I need to have that.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's very few times.
Yeah. And it's like a one of a kind thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like all of us do have like kind of different home styles though. Like all of our houses are kind of different.
Yeah.
So some similarities, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Fun day. We got to see Beth, Tyson. Everyone came into town. Got to see Millie.
So fun.
It was so fun.
The whole fam. The whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
I always love days like that.
I know. It's the best.
And I wish everyone lived right near us. I wish everyone lived on the same street.
I know,
like us.
Same.
They can't all be like us. Neighbors.
I was just thinking, like when you guys drove by and we saw you and we were like, hi. I was thinking how sad I'm going to be when you guys actually move.
I know. I know. Might be sooner than you think.
The end of an era. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe in a couple months.
I know.
Who knows?
It actually will be so sad.
I know.
I know we keep talking about it, but it's like, I feel like I really do see you so much more now, which is crazy because we lived super close before too. But it's
you
just
can't beat
so
walking distance.
Easy. It's like we actually see you guys so much.
Yeah.
Now, which is so fun.
Yeah. You can't beat walking distance. You really can't.
No, you can't.
All right. Let's get into these stories.
Okay. An LDS mission is most guys, and this is, I'll speak for like when we were that age, because I honestly don't know. I feel like missions have changed a lot.
Yeah.
And I can't speak to exactly what they're like now, but an LDS mission, it's not a mandatory thing, but it's very encouraged, especially for boys. So most LDS guys that we know have been on missions and it's for 2 years. You are like called to a certain place. So you like send in papers and basically fill out a bunch of stuff. And then the church essentially assigns you a location where you're going to live for 2 years to like preach the gospel. And it can be a different country. It can just be a different state. Do people ever go in the same state they're from? Not very common.
No.
I don't think that they ever really do.
No, unless it's as like a service mission.
Yeah, it's mostly that you're going out of state or out of country. So sometimes you're learning a new language if you're going to a different country. And you basically, yeah, you live there for 2 years. In the past, it was a lot more strict and stringent where they could not like talk to their families or friends other than
Mother's Day and Christmas.
Other than letters, though. And then on Mother's Day and Christmas, they could like call their family. Now that technology has advanced a lot more, it's a lot more lenient and they can like FaceTime FaceTime like once a week.
Yeah.
To their family.
I talk to my brother who's on a mission every week.
Yeah. And you can still like write emails. They can write letters if they want, but it's a little different nowadays.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more communication. For girls, you go for a year and a half. So it's a little bit shorter. And yeah, there's a lot of different like things about it. But
pertaining to these stories specifically, something you need to know. First of all, I don't know if you said this, but you can go starting when you're 18 for a boy, 19 for a girl. So anytime after that, you can't be married. I'm pretty sure.
No. Yeah. I think you can only be a certain age, can't you? Doesn't it end at a certain age? You can't go anymore?
Yeah, but I think it's a little older than you would guess.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah, so anyways, you can start going when you're 18 for a boy, 19 for a girl.
That's typically when they go.
Yeah. Typically people will just go right after high school.
But
yeah, they'll go right after high school or maybe you go to a year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with a lot of these stories that I'm guessing is going to pertain, this valuable information to know is when you go on a mission, more so than definitely more so than the military, you're not supposed to be thinking about romantic anything.
Relationships.
You're supposed to kind of just have like what they call mission goggles on. So you're not supposed to be thinking of a significant other. You're not supposed to be flirting. You're not supposed to even think about that aspect of life. You're not supposed to be, even if you are dating someone, you're allowed to date someone who's at home, you know, whatever.
Like if you were dating them before the mission, then when you like go on the mission, you're still kind of dating them because you never like broke up. So you can still like write to them or in this case now like FaceTime them.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to distract them. You're not supposed to talk about
like relationship stuff.
Yeah,
like,
not super obviously lovey-dovey
or inappropriate. You're supposed to be very focused on your literal mission at hand, which is like converting people to the church. That's like what you're there for.
Yeah.
And they don't. Yeah, it's pretty, at least it used to be even more looked down upon, I think, than now, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
To be, like, dating someone. Like, it was fine if you, the term sending off a missionary was, like, if you're a girl, you're dating someone, you're dating a guy in high school, and then, again, like, you kind of plan, like, okay, well, maybe we'll get married when you get home. That's you, like, sending off a missionary. Yeah. That's verbiage that people would use. It's like, oh, you sent him off on a mission, and then sometimes while they're gone, girl finds someone else, starts dating someone else, has to tell them via email or a letter like, hey, I'm like kind of dating someone else. And then there's these weird dynamics because it's like you're not like cheating on them. But, you know, it's like a very interesting.
You're not technically dating, but you kind of are. Yeah.
But that's why people a lot of times, like at least I feel like when we were younger, it was not like looked down upon to be still dating them. But it was kind of like you should just break up and see what happens when you get home because.
You're not supposed to distract them.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be a distraction at all. Yeah, so that's why some of these will be even more shocking because you're really not supposed to. Yeah, certain things are very much off limits too. You're supposed to be just focused on what you're doing, like the work that you're doing on the mission. So
you have
a very strict schedule as well. It's just very strict. There's lots of rules. You're not, you know, you're under supervision a lot as well. So it's not like you're just going on your own trip where you're like, I'm going to decide when to do this.
You're always, literally 100% of the time, you are with a companion, what they call a companion. So when you're on your mission, you live with someone of the same sex as you, like same gender. Mm-hmm. Like you, if you're a guy, you're living with another guy who's about your age, who's also on his mission. That's your companion that you'll live with. You'll have a few companions throughout your mission. Usually, I don't know exactly how many, but you'll live with someone for like 3 or 4 months and then you'll switch to a different companion or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes longer, give or take, or less time. But they're supposed to literally, I don't know if it's still this way, like you're never supposed to be out of like eyesight of them unless they're like showering or going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So basically you're never allowed, like if you're a guy, you're never allowed to be alone with someone of the opposite sex. So if there's like sister missionaries, because girls also go on missions within your area, like you would never, a guy missionary and a girl missionary would never be like allowed to be alone together. Yeah. They always have to be with their companions.
Yeah, you're never supposed to be, yeah, without your companion.
Yeah.
Period.
Which makes this shocking that Leif got kissed on his mission. Do you know that? By like an older woman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember? Because his companion, like, I think she asked his companion, like, oh, can you go fix this something for me or something? So where technically that was breaking the rules, like his companion was out of his eyesight or whatever. They were not in the same room. They were at this woman's house.
Mm-hmm.
And his companion left the room to do something else. And she kissed Leif while he was gone. Like literally grabbed his face and was like, and he was like, huh? He's like, she was kind of like a little bit unwell. But like she like just loved them so much. Like it wasn't really.
But why did she wait till he was gone?
I don't know. That's she literally assault. Grabbed his face and was just like, on the lips. And Leif was like, I have never been more shook.
Because if that was the opposite, if it was two sister missionaries, one left and a grown man.
I know. Oh, no, it's concerning. That's for sure.
So concerning.
He doesn't like talk about it as if it was like a.
Yeah, yeah. Scary.
Traumatic,
situation.
Like scary. Yeah, he's yeah. just like, it was shocking. Like, he's just like, he's like, my mom literally asked me if that was my first kiss. Like, no. He's literally 19. He's like, no.
I was going to say, also take what we say. For those of you who know more about missions than we do, like we're speaking from, neither of us have ever been on a mission. Nick's been on a mission. Leif's been on a mission. All of my brothers have been on a mission. I'm actually the only kid in my family who hasn't gone on a mission. Abby went on a mission. So we only know secondhand.
Yeah. We only know the stories.
Yeah. We know the lore.
Yeah. And boy, is there a lot.
Yeah. All right. Let's get started.
Okay.
And I think there are military, like Dear John-esque stories in here as well.
Yeah.
So. Short and sweet. Dated a guy for 2 years, wrote him during his entire mission. He came home and got engaged after 2 months with some other girl he'd also been writing. Oh, no. That's almost backwards. Like, he's...
Wait, she dated him for 2 years before and mm-hmm. sent him off, and then yeah. he did that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's...
So you gave 4 years of your life to them. That's the other thing. Like, to cheat on your mission is wild.
That's crazy.
You have to really be trying.
Yeah, it's like you're not even supposed to be thinking of girls. And you have two girls.
Yeah, you're writing two different girls. That's really crazy.
Another.
I think sometimes they get bored. So they're like, especially when it just was letters.
Yeah.
You're like, why wouldn't I just write a bunch of letters? Yeah. Because I'm not seeing them.
Yeah.
That's
another
really
interesting
crazy.
Piece. Is
that would
like,
be really devastating, honestly. You waited 2 years and then they came home and they married someone else.
Also, the timeline thing, like. From, again, I can only speak to, like, people who have been on missions who have told me things like this. But, like, the mission president or, like, the people who are over you in your mission or, like, your bishop or whatever, when you get home, like, the leaders of the church are very adamant or pushy. I don't know the right word. But, like, when you get home from your mission or when you're about done with it, the main thing that they're drilling in your head is, like, you need to get married now.
Like, that's the next chapter of your life. Now that you've done your mission.
Yes. They will literally be like, okay, now go find a wife. Like, it's very, like, and keep in mind, at this point, the men are 20 because, well, when Leif and Nick went, they were 19 when they left, so they were, like, 21 when they got home.
Yeah, I think Nick was, like, 22 when he got home.
Okay. It depends on, again, like, everyone's timeline is different, but you're in your very, you're either 20,
early
21, 20s. Like, you're in your very early 20s when you get home from your mission, and they're just like, okay, like, that was this chapter of your life mm-hmm. is your mission, now get home and get married. And have kids, literally.
Yeah.
And so
it's not
I think
uncommon.
It's fresh on their mind to get home, like,
down.
Yes, and lock down a wife immediately. So sometimes that, you know, getting engaged to someone within 2 months, it's like, that might sound crazy, but
yeah,
that's kind of what
it's
they're...
Not it's not uncommon for missionaries to get married super fast when they come home.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Or start dating someone, like...
Yeah.
Very fast.
Definitely.
And you'll be surprised also at how ready they are.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
How ready they are to get back into the game.
Get back into the swing of things. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Okay. This elder from my mission proposed to his girlfriend over email during his mission, and he sent out wedding invites to everyone. He still had literally a year left.
Stop. When he's just bored. He's like, I need something to do.
A year left.
No.
Wedding invites. That's the thing, too, is, like, some people really jump the gun.
They want to lock her down. He must really be scared she's going to get snatched up by someone else.
I don't know if this is, like, I made this up in my head, but I swear some people, is this even, would this even be allowed? I swear I've heard of people like planning a temple date before they're even like home from their mission. Things like that where it's like, okay, get your dress. Like,
really?
Like, I'm going to propose on this day. Like, very planned where it's like, we are getting married immediately upon me getting home from my mission.
Really? I don't know. I honestly don't know that many people close to me who waited for their missionary and actually got married to them.
Yeah.
Personally,
I don't know a ton too. Maybe it's
so
just
I wouldn't
folklore.
Know. Yeah. Yeah. It's a legend. A sister in my boyfriend's mission reached out to me and let me know my missionary boyfriend was showing all the elders nude photos I had sent him long before he left on his mission. I am so incredibly sorry.
How did he even get them on his like mission phone?
Maybe he printed them out and brought them.
Oh, physical copies.
Yeah, physical copies.
Wow.
I'm assuming. I think some
missionaries to other
maybe can't, again, like, I don't even want to get into it because I don't know what the official rules are, but I think sometimes they are allowed to bring their phone nowadays and maybe
their own phone?
Or maybe, I think
they have to, like, get another phone.
Oh, maybe
phone.
They get, like,
a little,
mission
like,
phone.
Yeah, a mission maybe, phone that's, maybe. Like.
So, I'm saying, I mean, then you would have photos on your phone, but.
That's crazy.
I would be so pissed.
These days are so different than they used
yeah,
to
they
be.
Yeah, they
are. Like, they've got to be.
Yeah. They are.
Which I don't know if that would make it easier or harder, having it be so, like, you're still kind of connected to the real world
yeah.
more. Because I feel like maybe before, even though I'm sure it's so hard to, like, not talk to your friends and family for 2 years.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't even have the option. So you're just, like, you don't think about it. I feel like when it's...
You can get in the zone more.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if you had more of a actual option to be like, oh, I could literally text my girlfriend right now. I could FaceTime my girlfriend right now. Like,
yeah.
It would be a little more like... You know, at the click of a button, I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I can literally just talk to her.
I bet waiting for missionary nowadays is a lot messier because back
it
then.
It is. And I know from, like, I've heard some little stories recently.
Really? Because I was going to say, back then when I wrote, like, I had a missionary, I sent him off, and you're kind of both just existing in your own little world.
Universes.
You just write each other.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, we're writing, but it's not like we're. If I was FaceTiming him once a week.
Like a lot. And I think.
And so, I had just gone on a date like the night before.
No. I'm telling you. I've
like,
heard some things recently where it's like they're dating and they're like, we're probably going to get married. But then the girl's kind of like, well, I kind of like maybe want to start like dating a little bit. And literally the missionary is like FaceTiming her being like, where are you? Like, like, why are you not answering? Because she like always answers. And then she answers finally. And she's like, oh, like I was just whatever. He's like, are you lying? Like
you would have to just break up now.
And it's like, okay, why are we doing this? This is crazy.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays you would just have to break up more so. Because last time there was so much gray area. Like everyone I knew, my mom sent off a missionary. Like so many people. Because it's right after high school. So however you were dating in high school, you're like, okay, bye. See ya. I'm going to go to college. We'll see each other. You know?
Yeah.
But then it's like when it's always like kind of gray area now would be like you either have to break up or be committed to talking to them once a week.
Literally.
Say,
and I feel
older,
like they talk actually a lot more than once a week now. That's my point. Is like I think with the option to
not
text,
on FaceTime, but they can text and stuff.
I think even FaceTime.
Really? I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Well, that's not in the books, but like they do.
100%. Interesting. I was going to say when my older brothers went, I was like still in high school and I pretty much just forgot about them for 2 years.
It's like kind of like are just gone and died.
Yeah, you see them on Christmas. You're allowed to like Zoom call them on Christmas and Mother's Day. So twice a year I would see my brothers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, when I was in high school and they'd be like 20 and would write them every once in a while, but not really. But my younger brothers, especially my brother who's out right now, I talk to him every week. Like I like it better.
It's almost like you talk to them not like more than you would have, but you're like, I literally catch up with you. I felt like that.
Yeah.
I felt like when my brothers were on missions, I talked to them almost more than like I do now because it's just like it's more intentional. Like, okay, every at this time we're all getting on a Zoom or a FaceTime or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which I, as the person not on the mission, like more.
Of course, yeah. It's nice to be able to actually have more of a relationship with them and like catch up with them.
For sure.
Okay, my companion and I were the first sisters in our area. So these are two girls. After several years of elders, a week into living in that area, we found out that no sisters were allowed there for a long time because the branch president got one of the sisters pregnant.
Oh my
God. That's crazy. The branch president is like, that's not a missionary. That's like a...
No, that's a grown
man. That's a grown man, right?
Yeah. It's like a stake president.
Yeah.
It's like someone over multiple... Congregations
of people that go to the church.
A grown man.
I know that man was not
and
young.
A 19-year-old probably.
Oh,
girl.
That's insane.
There are really crazy stories I have heard, because so many of Nick's friends, so many of like the people we grew up with, like I know so many people who went on missions, and some of the stories that I hear from them of like something missionaries did before them, or like,
yeah,
just scary things. Well, that it's like, but you don't hear about it. But then when you hear about it from, like, you don't hear about it obviously on the news or anything like
right.
that. But then when they tell you, you're like, oh my gosh, you just think in your mind, all's well. And it's just this like perfect little thing
I think
happening.
Also depending, like something that's been interesting about like getting older and seeing things from, or just hearing more things and seeing things from a different perspective, is that like your version of, and I think this is how anyone probably feels just in general, like growing up, it's like you think that how you see the world and like your community and your friends, it's like that's how
it is.
Things are.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, it's crazy to see like how I viewed religion and like, oh yeah, of course, like when you're on a mission, you like follow all the rules, you do this and that. And then to hear stories of like people like
not following the rules.
Yeah. And this is from not like even far off sources. This is from like, I've heard these from sources themselves being like, oh, like I allegedly had heard that a missionary was like, oh, we would like go to gay clubs. He's gay now. Like he probably always was, but he came out as gay after his mission.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, we would literally go to like gay clubs. Like him and another friend on the mission, they were both gay.
Like they would leave at night.
Yeah, and they would leave at night and like go to gay clubs and like hook up, like kiss guys.
You just don't think that.
And then
people
go back and be on their Mormon mission. And I'm like, you don't gosh.
You don't think people are doing extracurricular activities.
No. And mission. In my head, I'm like, you can't swim. You can't talk to your family. They're like, we're literally hooking up with, like, we're literally making out with other men. And then we'd come home and like be like, we're on our mission. Like, they just like, oh, we just faked it. I'm like, oh my gosh. I didn't realize like.
It doesn't even seem possible.
No. I seriously, I mean this dead seriously. It did not occur to me until probably like 5 years ago that you can like lie to like an authority in church. That's what like most people do. Like they go to, not most, but a lot of people like will go to these interviews and it's like, oh, have you done this? Have you done that? And people are like, oh no. And they're just like, okay, then you can be worthy to like go. And to me, like I never lied about anything. I was like, that is, I'm going to actually, like God will.
Yeah.
I will be
God
in trouble.
Will get me.
Like it's so shocking to me to realize that like that is a common thing
mm-hmm.
that even people, so even these stories, it's like,
yeah,
oh my gosh, they did that. But it's like, yeah, people just, some people just don't care and they like don't have a guilty conscience like that, or they don't believe it or whatever. And so they're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a concept.
I know. It's very crazy.
It's crazy.
This isn't a specific story, but it's pretty common for military relationships to go from meeting, engaged, pregnant, married, buying a house, not always in that order, all in less than 6 months. Most guys
that
are
insane. That is insane.
Most guys are required to live in the barracks unless they're married or reach a certain rank. So they use marriage to get out of the barracks. Is that how you say that? And you get paid more for getting married. It's really not much money, though. Okay, I have heard that's why it's like, let's get married first, you know, and we'll figure it out later. But for my job, we literally need to get married. Because I think they do get, because they have to pay for their wife at home, like your benefits and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Getting married, pregnant, buying a house, that is a lot.
Yeah, in 6 months.
Holy. Ooh. That is a lot of changes. Goodness. Okay, I was choosing whether or not to serve a mission and ended up deciding I was not going to go. And my boyfriend at the time told me, you would have been a horrible missionary anyway because you have anxiety and depression and only sinners have issues with mental health. Broke up with him very soon after.
He did not hold back. The first line alone.
You would have been a horrible missionary. I would have been like, true.
Yeah. is just like, okay, wow. Thank you for your opinion I didn't ask for.
Because
then
you
just
have
keep going.
Depression and anxiety.
And only
incredible.
Sinners have mental health issues. Wow. Okay.
I have heard a lot of that, which tracks, like that a mission can be very hard on your mental health.
Oh,
like when
yeah.
you're, which again, that's not a hot take or groundbreaking information. But I think when you are like just fresh out of high school, girl or boy, doesn't matter. Like, leaving your family,
very
all your friends.
Culture shock.
It's a culture shock.
Yeah.
Sometimes living in a different country and speaking a foreign language. And it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's years of your life. That's a huge adjustment.
Especially for most people, especially now, because they did change it. Yeah, the age, yeah. Like when we were in high school or something like mm-hmm. that. I mean, only a year, but.
It used to be that you were 19 for when a boy you left for a mission.
And 21 for a girl. So many times you would at least go to a year of college, sometimes two, because you couldn't go right after high school. So you would have a little bit, you know, of, okay, I've moved out and I'm doing things on my own. But now a lot of times you just go straight from high school.
So
you go straight from living with your family to the mission. And it's a huge adjustment,
mm-hmm.
which, you know.
As it would be if you like went to college. But again, the mission is an added layer of like it's a religious thing and it's a lot more rules and regulations mm-hmm. and the contacting thing.
Yeah.
Like you can't be talking to people and you have to be focused, whatever. It's a little bit different. Again, we don't have experience with the military that we can speak on, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So it's your turn.
My boyfriend is deployed right now and he is an air traffic controller. And during the air show they had on base, he had the pilots make a heart in the sky with the white smoke that comes out of the jets. Sorry about that, Mother Nature's not chemtrails. And got a video to send to me. P.S. You girls are the best. Oh, that's cute.
That's really cute. That would be really hard
that
to have
be
your...
so sad.
Did you say boyfriend or husband?
Boyfriend.
Either way, it doesn't matter. It's hard. That would be so hard to have your boyfriend deployed.
I know. Shout out to all of the military wives who also have babies. Like... are pregnant and then have their child while their husband is deployed.
That's a lot.
Those videos always get me. Have you seen that video where she's getting like an ultrasound?
And he like surprises her?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's so cute.
It's so sweet.
Oh my gosh. I literally want to cry.
Any of the military surprising videos are so sweet.
So sweet.
We are going to take a quick ad break to talk about the Nike Indie Bra and the Universet Legging. We are so excited about this sponsorship. We've both been wearing Nike gear since we were teenagers for any sports we were in or physical activities. We always know that we can rely on Nike. So how do you take your breaks? Do you go for a walk or a workout class? Do you like to meal plan, run to the grocery store, maybe grab coffee with a friend? You can do all of that and more in style with the Nike Indie Bra and Universa Legging. The Indie Bra now comes in three support levels, low, medium, and high. I personally like a high support, secure feeling bra for when I'm running or doing a cycling class, but I don't want to be wearing that all day. I like something lighter with thinner straps and smoother edges for running errands or doing things around the house. And luckily, the Nike Indie Bra has both of those options and a medium option for the in-between. All three are so soft and look so flattering on. The Nike Universal Leggings are perfect to pair with the Indie Bra. They really help smooth and lift, stretching freely with your every move. Wherever your workout takes you, their squat-proof, mid-weight, and finish-smooth fabric gives you uncompromising comfort and feels cool and sleek to the touch. Plus, they're durable enough for you to flex, wash, and wear again and again. They're the pair you'll reach for whether you need something for your everyday run, everyday practice, or just every day. Find your feel with Nike bras and leggings that deliver supportive flexibility and comfort for whatever your day brings. Shop now at Nike.com and that will be linked in the show notes for you guys as always.
You guys, I am so excited. Both of us are very excited about this new sponsor. It is Malk. This is a company, a brand, a product that we use all the time. If you watch my vlogs, you've probably seen me use Malk a million times. So Malk is a premium plant-based milk made with simple, high-quality ingredients. They offer incredibly great taste without fillers, gums, seed oils, artificial flavors, or any other additives that so many other plant-based milks unfortunately use. I use basically all of their products. I use their oat milk, their vanilla almond milk. They have unsweetened, they have sweetened versions, but it's all really good ingredients and it just doesn't have all these, like oils and artificial flavors. I use it in my smoothies. I use it for my matcha, my chai. Like I literally use this milk for everything with my cereal. And we're so excited to share that they have launched a new shelf-stable version of their unsweetened almond and original oat milk made with the same ingredients and same great taste. And now it's available in a convenient option for stocking up without worrying about fridge space. So you can find it now at Whole Foods across the country and on Amazon in a convenient six-pack.
I told you guys I've had such a hard time eating my dates prepping for birth. And lately I've been just using their vanilla almond milk, putting it in the blender with some dates and it makes it taste so good. So they really, I love a food that you can buy from the store, but it's simple ingredients. It just keeps it, you know, it's good quality. Malk is crafted with the same three core ingredients that you know and trust. So the almond malk is made with just organic almonds, filtered water, and Himalayan pink salt. That's it. Same with the oat malk. It's just organic gluten-free oats, filtered water, and the pink salt as well. All of their products are certified organic and glyphosate-free, simply made with nothing to hide.
You can find shelf-stable Malk at your local Whole Foods or in a convenient six-pack on Amazon. Head to your local Whole Foods to find shelf-stable Malk or grab it in a convenient six-pack on Amazon. Again, that is on Amazon or at Whole Foods. Use the code 15, what we said, for 15% off a six-pack of shelf-stable Malk on Amazon. Go check it out.
Okay. One of my best guy friends was sending me unwarranted nudes by month two of his mission. Yep, full naked. On social media DMs.
Oh.
I was stunned, to say the least. Let's just say he came home soon after. Boy, if you don't...
They can't resist.
Also not unwarranted.
Yeah, no.
I did not ask for that. That
would be a jump scare.
That is a jump scare.
You're not
full
even
naked
expecting
on his mission.
Be able to talk to you?
No.
And all of a sudden you get a
He's
full,
doing more than that.
Fully nude picture of him?
See, that's what I'm saying. I think they can literally be on social media. Because, like, my brother would Instagram DM me when he's on his
mission. Yeah, they can.
So, you're telling me you're on your mission, but you can see your girlfriend, what she's posting on Instagram stories every day? That is a jump scare.
No, 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 honey.
Also, you can get away with a lot less. We could get away with a lot more back
in the
day.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, a lot more of a gray. Like, we just kind of both exist in our own world.
Yeah, it's like, well.
We'll talk when you get home.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh my gosh, you can see everything I'm doing.
Yeah. See if you get like tagged in a photo and it's like, like why were you with them?
I have
That's
stuff to say,
lot.
But I just can't like.
Oh, I want you to.
I
it.
It's just like, oh man, because I feel like when we both wrote, well, you didn't really as much as I did. Like,
right,
literally was like, we're probably getting married. Like,
yeah.
We can't, it was
That's
like.
That's not a secret.
Yeah, no. It was. I'm saying it wasn't like you can't date, but it was like, we're probably going to get married when you get home. So don't fool around too much kind of thing.
You're saying like that was understood on both your parts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Probably
at least that's what I think.
Yeah.
Because he very much knew. Like I told you, I wrote him off when I started really. Oh, wait, no. I think I talked about this on the Weekly Trash episode I did.
Uh-huh.
I wrote him off when me and Nick were like serious. But it's like when you're when you
wrote
just
him off
date,
essentially saying like I met
like,
someone
dear John
else.
Him. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm not going to talk to you anymore because I'm dating somebody else.
Yeah.
But it is weird because when you start.
Wait, was that the first time you were with Nick or this when you got
the
back
first
together?
Time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I pretty much got back to. Okay, so I got with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote my missionary off. We didn't talk for forever. And apparently he was not happy. He burned all my stuff. Which, again, it's like they're bored, whatever.
They're bored.
He burned my journal. The things I did when I was that age. Like, I literally, you guys, this is so stupid. Never do this for a boy, okay? I gave that man my journal that I kept
that
in high
school.
That was
crazy behavior.
I
will
kind
say
of,
that was
like,
crazy.
With when I was writing in the journal, I kind of had the, like, thought in the back of my head, like, this is for him almost. Like,
it wasn't like, so was it like, oh, today
it wasn't
I did
necessarily
this.
Like, my siblings and I fought today. It was kind of like, a journal of our relationship a little bit.
Well, that makes more sense than like your deepest, most inner.
But I would have really liked to have that because it was.
Documentation
I'm sure there was,
of things. Yeah.
Of personal stuff. It wasn't all about him.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of it was like, oh.
We did this today. Or
prom.
Yeah.
I think he burned it when we did. I'm like, thank you very
Incredible.
Much.
Incredible.
It's fine. 2 years of my life documented every night. It's fine. But.
Burned it. That's really something.
But again, it's like you can do whatever you want. We broke up.
Yeah.
You're entitled to do whatever. Then Nick and I broke up and shortly after I was lonely. So then we started like talking again and I was like, okay, maybe we're going to really
like work out,
like work this out.
Yeah.
Me and Nick weren't talking. Like we'd broken up. I was just in college dating casually, but was still talking to him. Like obviously at this point it wasn't like, okay, we got the promise ring now or whatever.
Right.
It's just like, okay, now we're talking. Maybe. The mission is just a gray area. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not back together, but whatever. Anyways. Then
Did
was,
he just, like, take you back?
I think so. I mean, what else is he going to do?
Write someone else?
Yeah. His options are slim.
Yeah, true.
And that's why I'm saying. I don't think I was like, hey.
I'm back.
I'm back. But we just started talking again and, like, catching up, whatever. Then Nick and I,
Can I ask another question? I don't want to get too in the weeds here.
Yeah.
Did he know it was Nick? Because, like, he knows Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so he knew who it was, too.
Oh, yeah, he did. He knew exactly who it was.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize, like, well, I guess he'd be curious anyway.
Well, I told him. Or someone told him.
Oh, okay. Someone else.
It's very connected. He was like, when I told him, I was like, hey, I didn't tell him until I was, like, dating Nick.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be like, hey, went on this date.
Yeah.
We had a really great connection.
Yeah.
So when I finally told him, I was like, hey, we got to stop writing. I'm dating somebody else and blah, blah. He was like, yeah, I know. Like, so-and-so told me.
That was probably a jump scare for him. Well, I guess not if he already knew, but.
Yeah, it was also a jump scare for me. I'm like, who told you?
Yeah.
Who's the snitch? Hmm. Anyways, when me and my missionary, he was going to come home soon. Mm-hmm. So we were still writing. And then at that point, we were like, well, maybe this is going to happen. Like, maybe we're going to get married again. But we still weren't like, okay, we're dating. But I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to see you, blah, blah, blah.
The missionary. Yeah.
The missionary. Mm-hmm. He came home. And I had just moved back to Arizona and he came home to Arizona. So then we got back. He came back. And pretty much immediately, I think we both knew it was just not the vibe, which was like very weird because we had like built this up in our head of like, and I feel like I put so much out there like at the time to my 5 Instagram followers, like, and just social media was becoming a thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like documenting it all. And
you guys were like very much like a couple that like I would do like photo shoots of you guys.
Like, yeah. It was like we are the next Kaylee and Brad Devine.
That was the goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the vibe. I feel like you, even though you say immediately you knew, like, I do think that
deep down, hindsight.
Yeah, deep down. But I was going to say, like, I do feel like you were trying to
make it work
for like a little bit where you're like, no, I think
that's what I'm saying. Like, there was so much pressure on it. And also, I've been 2 years, and I was like, I really did.
But I freaking knew it. And I think we've talked about that before. Yeah. Certain situations of like.
When just, you know.
Yeah, like her being like, well, and I'd be like, you, Chelsea, you do not like him.
So he came home, and that's the thing. It's like, there's so much pressure. And it's like, oh, we're supposed to be this like couple. But then when we would hang out, it'd be like the first time I saw him, we were so excited, obviously, to see each other.
Of course.
We were such good friends. We'd spent so much time with each other.
You're like comfortable with them too.
And then as the days went on, like by day 2 or 3, hindsight.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I don't think this is
it anymore.
This is it. I don't feel the same way. We're both so different now. And yeah, then after a while, we obviously just kind of broke up. We really tried to make it work though. Yeah. We were like, okay. I was saying to him, I've dated. Why don't you go date for a little bit? And maybe that will freshen things up for us.
Even that, I'm like, you hate him. Because she'd be like, well, he should date. Like, I want him. I'm like, okay.
And also, felt,
when
also
you're like felt, obsessed with someone, you're not like.
No. Again, exactly.
But I also was like, you are being mature. Yeah. Like, that is a mature thing to do. Yeah. Like, I've dated. Now you go date. But like, in reality, if you're obsessed with someone.
And maybe we'll make it work.
Yeah, you're like, you're dating me, sir. Like, yeah. I'm obsessed.
100%. And I also at that time, now this is just getting into my story. I love story with Nick. But, you know, I haven't talked about it in a long time.
Yeah.
So he started dating other people.
Which, the missionary.
Yeah, the missionary started dating other people. We were living in the same place. But he was like dating people I knew. I'm like, okay, I didn't mean that. Even though I did that. Like, I'm not talking about the circle.
I just remembered an absolute jump scare that I went through as well.
Oh, they're going to say that. I went on this date. We were like, let's try and start over. Like, let's go on a date as if it's like our first date, like recording each
trying
other.
Trying anything.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we were trying.
I know. Like, and it makes really sense. It really, given the situation, like.
We wanted to give it a
there's
go.
There's a lot of, not even pressure, but just history.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we said we were going to. Yeah. Let's try and make it work.
100%. So, yeah. Then we went on this date and. He basically was just like, I don't know. We just knew. He had, okay. I guess I'll
all
say.
Right. Fine.
He was texting another girl while we were on a date, basically asking her to hang out after me. And I'm like, we're not. This isn't working. Like, you're not that into me. I don't think I'm that into you. And while this is happening, I'm talking to my mom every day about this because I'm so confused. I'm like, okay, I think I'm like. Everyone wants me to get married to this guy. Everyone thinks we're soulmates.
He also is a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
There's nothing wrong.
And your relationship in high school was like.
Great.
Great. Like it was not like toxic or something.
Yeah,
like,
it wasn't that anything went wrong when you got home. It just was missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
The main thing that you need, which is like the love of it, where it's like respect, and love him as a person, love him as a friend. But
what's it called?
Wasn't.
Not chemistry. Like. Compatibility as well. Like you guys had both changed a lot and it wasn't like
the and we were both anymore. When you're both just trying too hard to make it work, it's like you shouldn't have to try that hard, like you said. So anyways, while this is happening, I'm talking to my mom and I'm like, I don't know. And I kept bringing up Nick and our relationship, I was just like comparing it the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, me and Nick used to be like this. Like, I felt like this with Nick. Why am I not feeling this with so-and-so?
Yeah.
This missionary. And my mom was the one who was like, you keep talking about Nick. And I'm like, I know. F my life. Like, I literally broke this man's heart like months and months and months ago. And we haven't talked. Yeah. And like,
he's like moved on. You're like, amazing.
Yeah, my missionaries came home and like, he probably has heard that he's home, you know.
Yeah.
So anyways, me and the missionary break up and we're like, we gave it our best effort, yeah, but let's go our separate ways.
And can then, I say, apart from my point yeah. of view, I think we've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
When was it that we were on a trip? We were in like Scottsdale.
It was
together.
Like, just like for a holiday or something.
Chelsea and I went on like a little staycation.
Yeah.
Or something. That seems like, I'm like, how do we have any money to do that?
Yeah.
We were like so young, but.
Yeah.
We went to Scottsdale. We were like just in a hotel or something, hanging out, taking photos, whatever. And I forget what the situation was, but basically I was like, oh, do you miss him so much? Because he had recently gotten home from his mission, like very recently, but he like kind of immediately went on a family trip
for like
2.5 weeks he's going to be gone. I was like, wait, are you dying? Like literally 2 years. And then like he gets home and she's like, literally had forgotten about him. Was like, I don't really care. I'm like,
I don't miss him that much.
I was like, you are not getting married to this man.
And you know what's so weird is while he was gone, so previous to when that happened, like a year before that, I had written this blog post back in the Blogspot era, era that we were all in. And I was like, 20 ways to know he's the one.
Slay.
I'm literally 19 at the time. Like, what? But one of the things I'd written was, you will miss them. And I'm like, I know this might, in the thing I wrote, I know this may be obvious, but you'd be surprised or something like that. Like a premonition to then fast forward a year later. I'm like not even taking my own advice.
You're like not missing him at all.
Yeah, I'm not missing him. Yeah. And I'm just like, maybe at the time I was like, well, I haven't seen him for 2 years. So I guess it's just the same thing. Like,
yeah.
You know, trying to justify it to myself. But long story short, quickly realized that I shouldn't have broken up with Nick in the first place. I mean, it was good. We needed to have that time apart and whatever. But basically that's why I went and begged Nick to get back together with me. Because I was like, it's been you the whole time.
Yeah.
And he was like, nice try, bitch. What?
Like, that's convenient.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so, it really is a weird
It's
thing.
So weird.
It's so bizarre seeing them again too after 2 years.
Oh yeah, it's they're like, so different. Even seeing my brothers, they come home like, whoa, why are you talking like that?
Why are you talking like it really is a whole thing.
Wow, sorry, didn't mean to go into my whole
no, we loved
dating
it.
History. But I do have personal experience.
Okay. I went on maybe
What? Also, one more thing, the last personal experience I'll say is that I've also had someone tell me, a guy that I was kind of dating, in between all this, who knows, timeline's getting a little fuzzy.
We're like,
A different guy. He told me that he had a revelation I should go on a mission. It's like, he's like, the last thing I'll say, I really think
last thing
I've
I'll
had
say
this...
before what, he died?
No, because we had been...
His final breath. It's like, and last...
Well, we kind of like stopped dating at this point.
Yeah.
But he was like dropping me off. He's like, I just have to tell you, I've had these feelings that you need to go on a mission and that you'll really touch the lives of these people. And
I'm sure you have.
Sir, you haven't talked to me. The only time you talk to me is when you want to make out. Like, and now God's talking to you to tell you that I should go on a mission.
Speaking through you to me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Seems interesting timing, but. Literally just trying to get rid of me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He like doesn't want to date you anymore. He's like, it's like, oh, I had a revelation from God.
Yeah.
He needs you as one of his soldiers. Okay. I went on maybe 6 dates with this dude in the Navy and he was going underway, in quotes, meaning he'd be gone for a few weeks with no service because he'd be in a submarine. I got his email and we would email back and forth for all those weeks. Honestly, looking back at those emails are so cringe. I barely knew this man and he was choosing to send his few emails to me. Wowza.
You know,
wow, emailing from a submarine is what?
And add that to things I don't understand.
Yeah, how are you doing that?
How are you having service? Internet.
In the ocean? Okay.
Interesting.
Again, they can do that, but I can't edit my TikTok captions.
But when I'm in my closet, I have no service?
Yeah, that's
And my Wi-Fi router is in the other room. Like,
that's interesting.
How are you reaching the ocean? What was I just going to say about that? Oh, that's the other thing about mission letters. So cringe.
Like, I would pay an
absolute obscene amount of money to have every trace of everything I've ever written to somebody on a mission completely.
You've got your wish, bitch. Yeah. She burned them all. Like, she's like, I would give anything for all those letters to be burned.
That's true. Let's look at the bright side. Because you're just so, you're like, you haven't seen them. You're like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. I miss you so much, blah, blah.
I would hate to read those letters.
They're writing someone else and you're on a date the next day.
You know this obviously, but the guy that I dated in high school that I sent him off on a mission, but kind of ish, ended up marrying a girl from his mission.
Mm.
Like that when he was on his mission.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you knew that, right?
Wait, I don't think I knew that. Or maybe I did. I just forgot.
Like when he was on his mission, she was a sister missionary in the area. So they like spent time I'm like, wow, he cheated on me. Wow.
So wow.
Because it's like, you know, while we were
writing
or whatever, he was on his mission with her. But then he ended up marrying her later.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
That does happen a lot. Or like a member from their ward that they served in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. So you just happen to remember them after?
Yeah.
You weren't thinking anything wrong the whole time. Okay. Wow. We barely got through these stories. This elder from my mission said he was sick and went home early. Found out later that it was because this girl he was interested in wrote him a letter saying if he went home immediately, she would let him marry her. By the time he got home, she was already engaged to another missionary who she sent the same exact letter to.
Girl.
She's not messing around.
She said, wife me up immediately.
Yeah, she said, whoever gets here fastest.
A slay.
And she got multiple to come home.
Running from their mission?
Wow.
The power you hold.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
That's funny.
My husband is military and left for a 6-month deployment like 20 minutes ago. The hardest part is that my friends, outside from a couple military spouses that I'm friends with, do not have a clue how to relate and what to say. It's so weird to love someone but know that you'll hardly talk to them and that you will not see them for so many months. Sending my love to military spouses because it is not easy.
Oh, yeah, that would be so hard.
That is really hard.
And lonely. They've got to have like support
groups. That's so isolating. Like, it's just like anything else in life where like when you haven't been through it, you just don't understand at all. But it's like, gosh, to have your spouse gone for months on end and like not really be able to talk to them.
No.
That's really rough.
That is really hard.
It's a lot different than like a boyfriend when you're 19. Like your spouse.
100%. Yeah, that's your spouse who you're, you know, you want to be seeing every day when you come home.
Yeah.
So hard. Yeah, hopefully there are like support groups so you can talk to other wives or something about it. My ex's best friend wrote me on his mission. Okay, my ex's best friend. Okay. Whenever these, I have to like really picture it in my mind.
I have to close my eyes.
Wrote me on his mission, telling me he was going to marry me when he got home and how he's always been in love with me, even though I was dating his best friend. When he got home and we saw each other for the first time since he left, he told me I wasn't Mormon enough to marry him, but still wanted to make out and derp in the backseat.
Please.
I can't with that. I can't with the first part anyways. Like, okay, you're not Mormon enough to marry me. Okay, whatever.
Whatever.
But then to then ask me to participate in things that you probably deem as not Mormon enough for you, but you're an active participant.
Nothing I hate
make
more.
Make it make sense.
The math
make
ain't mathin'.
It make sense.
That is a very classic thing. Like,
still wanted me to make out in DERF.
I've already said this. I think I did a TikTok about it a while ago, but I will say that there was a man. Well, it's not a secret, I guess, at this point. That man that I dated.
Yeah.
When he came home from his mission.
There was a man.
So me trying to be so like obscure. Yeah. It's like, whatever. He was also like sharing that same sentiment, which, by the way, at the time I was very Mormon and had literally never done anything like to break any rules. But he was like shook at my Instagram photos of me in like swimsuits, and the swimsuits showed approximately 1 inch of my stomach.
Yeah, it was like high waisted.
Literally like high waisted bikinis. And he was like, I just don't think I could like be with someone like that. And I literally was like, okay, this is not gonna work. Like,
no.
I am literally wearing a high waisted bikini and like tankinis.
No.
And he's like, why do you need to post that on social media?
How fresh was he? Like
2 days.
Okay, I was gonna say, I think there should be a rule. For any girlies out there who maybe are in that stage, you know, maybe they have a guy they're interested in who's coming home from a mission. Give them a good month.
They need a month at least.
Give them a good month to get their heads screwed back on right.
Well, also at that point, I had already met Leif. I wasn't dating him, but I like, we had already been on a couple dates and we were like kind of just like friends and talking and whatever. And
we were both on the same timeline.
Yeah, we were. And I was just like,
that happened.
Not to compare, but I was like, Leif would never.
Yeah.
Like, he would never care about that.
Yeah.
He'd be like, well, I don't care what you wear.
That's
like,
the thing.
I was just like, I cannot be with this man at all.
It's hard because when you are waiting for someone, you know, on a mission, whatever, there is no closure. So you're always right. Like, well, what if? Like, you remember the best parts of mm-hmm. it. So I know a lot of people who they'll move on and like get married. And then their missionary comes home and they're like, wait, but
yeah,
like, what would have happened
it's
if
nice
I waited?
To have closure, honestly.
Yeah. And, but, you know, it's like both of us, like we both and instantly we're like, oh, wait, this other one. What was I thinking?
Yeah. And Leif knew that he was coming home. I had been like, oh, well, yeah. like I need to see him at least because mm-hmm. like we dated for a while.
Yeah.
And it's a weird, complicated thing because like, I don't know. Again, even this guy, he's like a really good person and yeah. his family's awesome. And like.
You just
there's
both
nothing
change
wrong.
So much.
Yeah, there's yeah. nothing wrong. It just I was like, we're not meshing. Like mm-hmm. this is just I felt like it's the same. Like we hung out a few times and it was like fun because we'd been best yeah. friends for so long. So it's like comfortable, kind of fun to like, but it was just like
it's just
we're
not
gonna
same.
Get married.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, for sure.
So okay. My boyfriend of 3 years and I decided to both go on missions before getting married. Missions for girls are 18 months, boys are 24 months. So I left 6 months after him so we'd get home together.
That's dedication.
And that is something I would not recommend, by the way.
Yeah, no.
Not at all.
Definitely not.
He decided to go home 3 weeks early and was engaged to someone else by the time I got home.
Oh,
the best
that's
part,
why you don't do that.
The best part is he did not tell me. I found out because he was tagged on her Facebook engagement post.
Excuse me?
Here's the thing.
So if you want to go for yourself,
yes,
go,
that's what I was gonna
you
say.
Have to go for yourself. Yes. Do not go for anybody. No. Don't go for your parents. No. Don't go for your leaders. Don't go for...
Especially don't go for a man.
A man. Oh, if you want to go, you have to have it be for yourself. Otherwise...
You are going to hate... You're going to
hate
have
it.
So much resentment too. Like,
yeah.
If you made that decision to go spend 2 years or I guess a year and a half of your mm-hmm. life, if you're a girl... away from everything you know. I'm sure you had amazing, valuable experiences that, like, you know, it's not like you wasted your entire life away, but, like, to have made that decision on the basis mm-hmm. of someone else
yeah.
and because you're trying to do, oh, my gosh.
I have
heard of that a lot. Like, that is a very common thing, too, where it's, like, if two people are dating, okay, which this is my perspective of that. If you're scared that the other person's going to get married, that says everything
yeah.
you need to know. You should not be scared that mm-hmm. you should not be going into a relationship. Okay, you go on a mission and let's plan strategically. I'll go on a mission too so that when we get home, like,
you don't
basically,
have any time to date.
Yeah, neither of us had any other time to explore ourselves or date anyone else.
Yeah.
Which I get that you're just trying to make it like the timing. It's like, oh, that would be good timing. I get mm-hmm. that. But I feel like it's like not allowing, it's like a control thing where it's like, you
yeah.
go here, I'll go, and then we'll get home at the exact same time. We'll get married immediately. It's like, oh gosh, we had no time to like breathe.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Like if you're meant to be together, if you're going to be together, you will. So like, that's what I think. It
yeah.
doesn't matter if you, you know, like what yeah. if you would have gone on a mission at exactly the same time, come home and then it's like, and then you just marry him.
Yeah.
And then a year into marriage, you're like,
ooh,
we really
yeah,
rushed
no,
into this one.
Not.
I don't know.
Definitely
it could work
not.
Out, but.
Yeah, you just have to do it based on your own accord.
Yes. It's be your own choice.
And definitely, again, if they're pushing you to do that, if you send them off, then 6 months later, you're like, they're
I
the one for
go.
Me.
Yeah.
I want to go. I'll get back the same time they do. And I really want to go.
Great.
Power to you. If he's telling you to go.
Yeah.
No.
Or again,
honey.
If you're strategically doing it so that you don't also like, I think some girls are scared they're going to meet someone. So they're like, I need to go on a mission to,
yeah.
so that like, I don't date either. It's
what,
like
are you scared of true love.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like scared you're going to have a better connection with
yeah.
someone else. You
which,
should be scared of that.
Which honestly, like when you're young,
that's a valid
at
fear.
At the time, that is a valid fear because I would be scared to go on dates. And even when I met Nick, like some of the stuff that was holding me back from like really letting myself like be fully in it with him was because I was like, wait, no, like. I'm not supposed to be this into you. Like,
yeah.
I have somebody else I'm
yeah.
supposed to be loyal to that I, like, when you're so young, you don't understand
yeah.
that it's, like, there could be better things out there for both of you.
Right. 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I love you both so much. My boyfriend was in the military and he was stationed in Germany. He would tell me how he would hear all too often about married high-ranking officers going to the red light district, the general area of prostitution. I can't even imagine finding out my husband did that while I'm in the U.S. keeping everything together.
Goodbye.
I can't with that. I can't with that. You're home.
That is horrifying.
You have children at home. You're taking care of everything. You're holding down the fort. You're being loyal.
That is horrifying.
Like, you can go. You can have self-control.
You can hold
it in. Like, that with the technology really, we have today.
Here will be fine.
You don't need prostitutes.
That is disheartening. That is really, really disheartening.
Oh.
Okay, this is my last one. My now husband asked me to be his girlfriend 4 days before he left for basic training for 6 months. He would write me a letter every day for 3 months since he did not have access to his phone. And for the last 3 months, we would be on FaceTime with each other from 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. and sleep on the phone with each other. Aww.
I hope this doesn't end badly.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, good.
We have now been married for 2 years and he's about to deploy for 3 months. So here we go again. I love him too much.
Aww.
That's so cute. That was a good way to end off. Hopefully yours isn't a horror story.
Ooh, yeah, let's see.
That's really sweet.
This is a short one, but 1 year my dad was deployed in Afghanistan and was not going to be home for Christmas. One morning a few days before Christmas. Oh, no. I know where this is going. One morning a few days before Christmas, my mom woke my three siblings and I up early before school and told us to go into the living room and look under the tree. Our dad was sitting by the tree with his army uniform, and it was the sweetest surprise ever.
I'm going to sob. Oh, that's so sweet.
I cannot watch a military homecoming video without crying. I can't hear one, apparently, without crying.
Aww.
So grateful for people who make sacrifices to protect us. Nice. I can't even imagine. I'm going to cry my eyes out. I can't imagine being a kid and your dad being gone for like months. And then you get to unexpectedly see them.
Oh, a surprise. That's so sweet.
That's so cute.
Military videos really are. If you want to cry, just look up. Have you been on side of TikTok that's like Hope Core or whatever? Mm-mm. It'll just be like sweet videos.
I wish. Send me a video so my algorithm picks it up. I'm on Doom Core.
I'm on Doomsday. Mine switches back and forth frequently. Yeah. But there will just be all these videos compiled together with like a nice little sweet set, mm-hmm. like music, and it's stuff like that. It's like military videos or just things that give you hope in life, basically. And it's so sweet.
Oh,
I love watching them. But yeah, also I will sob. Those were good. That was a good range, and we got some personal experiences in there too.
Yeah, we got some lore.
We got some tea. That was great.
We got some Chelsea and JC high school lore in there.
I'm trying to think if I have any more. You guys know I have like the memory of a goldfish. So
like personal.
I have to have things like.
Yeah.
Maybe I should. I don't think I have any of them. I was going to say maybe I should go back and like try and read my old like letters to like catch a vibe. I don't think I would have any of them though.
Yeah.
You know, if I have any other shocking tidbits.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it's really hard to talk about people you know on a podcast like that you've had personal relationships with. Even if you're not speaking poorly about them, it's just like.
Yeah.
Weird. Sometimes. That's
you don't
how I
want
feel.
People they know to listen.
Be like, oh, she talked about this. Or I don't know. You're just like. You, again, even if nothing was really wrong, it's like. It's just kind of a. That's weird. Yeah. That's 100%. A weird thing. Anyway.
At least I'm not name dropping anymore like I used to back in the olden days.
True. Olden days. She would have literally dropped first
this
and last
This was 5
name.
Years ago. Yeah. I would have dropped first, last, address.
Everything.
Place of meeting. Yeah. You know, everything.
All the deets. She's learned.
I've learned.
Learned a little bit.
I've learned a little bit about cybersecurity.
Thank you guys so much for writing in. You guys are the ones who make our story episodes so great, obviously. We couldn't do it without you. If you want to be updated on any future episodes we have coming out and you want to be involved in them, follow our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We have highlights or we'll post on our stories and like ask for your guys' stories. So you can insert them super easily too.
Still there. Follow us.
TikTok's still there. You can follow us for some clips.
If not, RIP.
If not. Bye to my career. We love you guys so much. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.